Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this precious morning, Father, another day that you have made. Father, we come to give you the glory and the honor. We come to say thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, for your grace and your mercies. Father, we say thank you for your loving kindness. We bless you for blessing us. Father God, as we come, Father God, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, Father, and we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for cleansing us. We thank you for washing us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great, how great, how great, how great, how great is our God. Angels bow before you, heaven and earth adore you. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we can't stop thanking you. We can't stop praising you. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness unto men. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. And hallelujah to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, we ask your blessings upon our services today, Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified, Father, in everything that we say, everything that we do, Father. No one else gets the glory, Father. No one else. Father God, that your people will be edified, Father. We know that Satan is already horrified, Father. And we just want to say thank you for, Father, another time to fellowship in your presence and with one another. And we say thank you, God. So we commit everything into your hands. And, Father God, we know when we do, everything is going to be okay. Because everything is okay when we trust you, when we believe you, when we obey you. Father, when we pray to you, Father, when we praise you, when we worship you, Father, when we surrender all to you, there's nothing else, and there's nobody else, Father, no one else to be considered. And so we say thank you, God, thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. And we bless the name of the Lord. Good morning, 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 top of the morning, top of the morning to you. Glory be to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF. Today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added on, amen, to us, amen, on this our Praise Wednesday, amen. I am your host on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. Welcoming everyone, and especially our first-timers. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Please enjoy the services on today. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. So please enjoy yourself, and please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org, and you can find out a little bit more about our ministry. Amen. And to God be praise. All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. So, amen. We're just going to flow with the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Today is our Praise Wednesday. Normally on Wednesdays what we do is we do things a little bit differently. Amen. We take our testimonies and we take our praise reports. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And do things a little bit differently. We don't really... most times we don't teach the word unless the Lord give it to us to do so. But we are hoping that even in our testimonies, the word is still being brought forth. Amen. Glory be to God, because the only one that we want to glorify, amen, is Jesus. So we pray that even in our sharing, our songs, amen, that whatever we do, Jesus is still being glorified. So if Jesus is being glorified, then the word is going forth, because Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So as long as we are lifting up Jesus, so we just do things a little bit differently on Wednesdays. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, we know last Wednesday, amen, was our brother Tyrone Reed's birthday. Amen. Glory be to God. And last week what we did, amen, is we pulled up we pulled up 6 rebroadcasts, amen. So each day you had an opportunity to reach back into our archives. We have a very vast archive. Our archives is 10 years old. I didn't go back 10 years, amen, but we went back a few years on some of those days. And so we want to bless God. So we was not live on Wednesday, amen. So Brother Reed is going to come and read for us today. So since he has the floor, and let's just do things a little bit differently. I'm not sure how many other birthdays we had in the month of June. I know we have our brother Reed and our sister Bethia, and I don't know who else. Amen. So bless the Lord. So let's just do things a little bit different. So let's just sing the birthday song first, okay? So this birthday song is going out to our birthday family. Amen. Let's do that first. And so we can give Brother Reed his greetings. So after he reads for us, amen, one of his readings, then we'll give him the floor for a couple comments. Amen. And he'll be the first one. And then if our sister Bethia, let me check. I think I know the last 4 digits of her number. If she's here, amen, then we will acknowledge her. And then, depending on what's left, amen, if you have a petition, not a petition, if you have a testimony, and then we will hear from you. All right, so let's do this. Let us put the birthday song up. We already honor Jesus first, amen, hallelujah, and the Lord is happy when we honor his people, amen, when we celebrate his people, because you definitely cannot love God, amen, if you do not love his people, amen. So we bless the Lord. So here we go, here we go, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
All right. There it is. Amen. Hallelujah. That's our birthday greetings. Amen. Hallelujah to, amen, our brothers and our brother and our sister on this morning. Amen. Let me first of all make sure I'm not talking in vain. We're going to go with Brother Reed. Let me see. Brother Reed, are you there?
Thank you.
Okay, all right. So, Brother Reed, okay, we want to, we know that every day is your birthday, actually, amen, and most people that I know celebrate their birthdays for a week or a month, amen, glory be to God. So we just want you to know that you are very, very special in our hearts, amen. As a brother serving in this ministry, amen. You're out there, you're involved, amen. You are committed, amen, to the people, amen. You love people, you serve people, amen, and you serve God by serving his people, amen. You are a very unique individual because a lot of men would have a problem being involved when it's dominated by females for the most part, especially a female leader. But we see your humility, amen. You're very humble, and you know that God gets all the glory and God gets all the honor, amen. So you are definitely a gift to the body of Christ. You are definitely a gift to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to thank your wife, amen, for allowing you, amen, to serve in the capacity that you serve. We know we can count on you when we need you. And you are definitely an armor bearer. You are a deacon. You can serve as a trustee and an elder. Amen, and bring the word if need be. We hear you singing, amen. Your financial support is there to the ministry, amen. You're always every opportunity you get, you're on the prayer line. Not so much lifting up yourself. Very rarely do you pray for yourself, even though we know you need prayers, like we all do. But we see you interceding on behalf of others. So, Brother Reed, over the last 6-7 years, however long it has been that you have served in this ministry, you have shown us your heart. We know you by the fruit that you bear. We don't need anyone else to tell us your testimony. We don't need anyone else to tell you your story because we have seen you, know them that labor among you. We have seen you. We know your heart. We know that you're pure. Amen. We know that you're genuine, and it's a pleasure to have you with us. So we pray that your birthday last Wednesday was the best one at the top of the charts. Amen. Glory be to God. And at the bottom of the chart, amen, for all the ones to come. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just want to say we appreciate you here at the ministry. We love you. I love you, and I say that, and your wife and everyone else know that I'm talking pure, amen, glory be to God, and the Lord, that agape love, and so we just want to say God bless you, amen. So at this time, the floor is yours for your reading and for your remarks. God bless you.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Pastor. My word, there's nothing like being lifted up, pat on the back, and those glorious things that you said, I truly appreciate and humbly accept and just want to do the Lord's work. And I thank you for acknowledging, you know, my wife. As I said, I would not know where I would be or what I would be doing if she was not there by my side. One thing she does, and she does very well, she dresses me up and send me on out the ills and try to make life better for as many folks as I can, and I just thank her for that. So in sharing today, I'm I'm going to reach back to Friday, June 18, 2021, and say, wow, what a praise session, Miss Joe. That's the name of this poem that I wrote. Wow, praise session, Miss Joe. You got your praise. I got mine. Yes, Lord, they got their praise. And I got mine. They got their praise. Don't wait on mine. Yes, yes, yes. Praise is yours. You need not wait on me. Your praise is yours. And that's the way it always should be. Your praise is yours, and that's the way it always should be. You can sing, you can shout, you can cry, for it's okay. You can do almost anything, for your praise is yours, my praise is mine. Don't wait on me, for some things just got to be. So let it, don't wait on me. Bring your own praise, let it be. I'm not going to wait on you. So say it loud, shout it out. Don't wait on me. Your praise is yours. Thank you, Miss Joe, for just singing and shouting and praising God with me. And the world, bright turning, and the world's bright morning, the stars sing together, and all creation leap in joy. Praise it be. What a beautiful morning, Pastor, Bishop, all my prayer warriors and friends. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. It is the last Wednesday of the month. And for my reading, I'm going to walk back and forth of our daily bread for June 2021. June was an awesome month, phenomenal at times. And the readings and sharing spiritually sensational. June 1st began with God of justice. Loving God helped me to trust you even when I can't see what you're doing. Praise God, oh, praise his name. The next week, divine rescue. God, I'm in real trouble. And if you don't help me, I don't see a good ending. Oh, Lord, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And on to the next week, our Father cares. Yes, on to the next week, our Father cares. He's always watching over you and me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And on my B-Day, the 23rd, imagine this. Hallelujah. Imagine this. Holy, holy, holy. And the month was closed out with the secret of contentment. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Saving Christ. Thank you for giving me courage and hope. My brothers and sisters, if June didn't fill you, being content will. Love each and every one of you. Pastor, back to you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, brother. Ain't nothing like a man singing. I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. You are not ashamed. Amen. And thank you for giving kudos to Minister Joanne Thurman. Amen. She is indeed a lovely woman of God. Amen. And thank you so much for sharing and wanting to share. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for, again, allowing me the opportunity to be a part of the hearing and the reading. I love you. I love each and every partner. To God be the Lord.
We know you do. Amen. Because love is an action word. Amen. We know you love us. Thank you. All right, all right, all right, all right. Let me see. Our sister Olivia had a birthday on, I think it was Friday. I'm not quite sure. Let me see. Sister Olivia, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now, you had a birthday on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Saturday, June 26th.
Okay. All right, all right, all right, all right. Happy, 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 happy birthday. Amen. Don't know what you did on your birthday. We pray it was beautiful. Amen. Well, we know you have a big, 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 big family there, and y'all loving up on one another. Amen, which I can say about you. First of all, Sister Olivia, I want to thank God for how we first met. Amen, how God sent me on that temporary assignment over there. I think it was Human or somebody. I ain't even want to be there. I forgot. I just was obeying the Lord. And from that short term, I met you and I met the Pastor Burnett, H. Amir Burnett. So that was worth the visit, amen, traveling back and forth. So I want to thank God for how we met those few years ago and still moving forward, amen, with our fellowship, amen. And I want to say I see how you love your family, the love that you have for your family, and very, very, very evident, amen. So we want to thank God for you, how you opened your house. Amen. And we had church in your house, sitting right up there in the living room. Amen. Glory be to God. And we would come over, me and Sister Tina, Sister Hattie, Sister Shannon, Sister Nancy. I think a couple other people too, and we want to thank God for that. And then right after that, you're the hostess with the mostest, so you're not going to let nobody leave your house, amen, without serving food, amen. You will definitely have that gift, amen. That's a gift when you can serve at that capacity. Amen. We want to thank God for how you lined your whole family up. I think I baptized everybody. All of your children are baptized except for one, Dez. Dez is the only one that hasn't been baptized yet, so we got to take him to the water. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for your patience, Sister Olivia. You have a very, very patient spirit. Amen. I notice about you as I observe you, you're very, very quiet, but you are always thinking. You're always thinking. You're a very, very deep thinker. You're very deep, and you go very deep. I'm amazed sometimes at how deep you go and how deep the Lord takes you. I notice your intelligence. My God, you are highly intelligent. And no one would ever, they would might take that for granted because you really don't toss it around. You know, you don't toss it around. You try to stay on the low road, amen. But you are really PhD material, amen. I see that, amen, about you, amen. Glory be to God. So we're still trying to understand one another. You are the person, Sister Olivia, that really has the potential of being a wonderful administrative assistant for me. I mean, like, you would really, like, be my number one choice. You really would. And there's just some things here that the Lord is still working out. I don't know if it's the Lord or the devil, amen. We're going to find that out as we continue, amen, to pray, amen, and let the Lord manifest, amen, what he wants to say, amen. Glory be to God. I see your growth in the Lord from the few years that you have been involved in this ministry, amen. I see you're changing, amen, hallelujah, more and more and more spiritual. I see your desires for the Lord, your hunger for the Lord, amen, your potential in him. Glory be to God. Just, you know, heading up. I can see you now just heading up certain auxiliaries, amen. I mean, I already see you there. It's just we just got to let God, amen, unfold what he needs to unfold, amen. So it's so much that I can say about you, amen. I want to thank you for your support. And that's one thing I could say. If I had a preaching appointment, if I had an appointment, one person I knew that was going to be sitting in that car beside me was you. Now, that much I can say. You made a time on your schedule to support Pastor Bradford. Now, that means a lot to me. I may not have ever told you, amen, but that means a lot to me because I didn't have to show up in these places by myself. I may not have brought a crowd, but I brought Sister Olivia. And so we want to, you know, pray that God will do the reconnection, amen, in the way that it needs to be done in a more powerful in a way, you know what I mean, a more transparent way and whatever else, amen. So I said all that to say I love you. I said all that to say I appreciate you, amen. I don't take your friendship for granted. Amen. We know that you suffered a fire about 2 months ago and was burned out and still haven't relocated yet with yourself and your family. And we know how the challenges of that. Amen. Glory be to God. I've suffered the fire and Erica suffered a fire less than a month ago. And my family suffered one, so I know that the challenges on that. So, this ministry got you. We got you. We got you. Amen. Glory be to God. We gonna show up, and we gonna show up big. Amen. So we pray that your birthday was a good one. We know you look good for your age. Amen. And we just pray. We know it's difficult for you right now, Sister Olivia, and some of the things that you're going through. But stay strong. Stay strong. Amen. Your ladder shall be greater. Your ladder shall be greater. Amen. And we bless you and we appreciate you and I appreciate you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. So God bless you and we just want to give you the floor right now for anything you want to say. Amen. In Jesus' name.
I do thank you, Pastor Bradford, for your birthday wishes and the words of encouragement that you have spoken, and it's been a blessing, like you said, that assignment on Humana and meeting you. You know, I met several people, and you were one of those people that really started my life in a new direction. You know, I wasn't ready. You know, I was out of church. I've been in church all my life, but at that particular time, I wasn't at a church. And then we just connected, and that was a blessing, and that you, you know, did take the offer to come into my house, you know, was a blessing as well. And we had service, and, you know, I think it blessed my family and blessed me as well. And, you know, I do appreciate, you know, waking up every morning with the Breakfast of Champions because it allows me to start my day with the Lord. So I give you the glory in that, and I thank Sister Hattie and Sister Tina as well, because, you know, they were here and, you know, just made our life, allowed us to be a family in the Lord. So for me, church family is very important, as well as family. So I do thank you for that. And as far as my birthday, I'm just grateful, you know, to God for his unfailing love that surrounds me daily, you know what I mean, that he's always there no matter what you go through, you know. And I do receive what you said, that my latter years will be greater, you know. So I'm looking forward to that. So I just give God the glory and the praise. And I just thank every, just even listening at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock at the prayer warriors, you know, prayer is so important. And, you know, sometimes we don't know what to pray in, but God intercedes for us. And just to hear that intercessory, you know, just keeps you going. So I do thank you for your ministry, and I thank you for all the encouraging words that you gave me. God bless, and thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you, too. Amen. For those of you who do not know, our sister Olivia serves on our Friday altar, amen, the 12 o'clock altar. She is our prayer warrior for this particular season. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. Sister Olivia, Brother Tyrone, amen. Birthday, June birthdays, amen. And God bless you, amen. Also in the month of June, our sister Tina had her first grandchild, and she named him Seven, the number Seven. Seven, the middle name is Joe. Seven, Joe, and I think the last name is Feathers or something. And she's just as happy as she could be, and we're happy for her, too. Amen. So that's another June birthday. Amen. And I'm not sure who else we had in June. Amen. But we want to bless be the name of the Lord. All right, saints. All right, all right, all right. We still got a couple minutes left. Amen. If you have a testimony, we have time for maybe... we just going to see until we run out of time, all right? We got about another, see what we can do in the next 12 minutes or so. Just hit the number one, all right, on your phone, and we see that there's somebody in queue here this morning. Good morning. The floor is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Joanne Thurman. I'm giving God honor and praise. Today is my mother's birthday. She would have been 92. And I want to give her a happy heavenly birthday shout out. Giving all praises to God for her, for the upbringing that she gave us without a father. She was a very strict mom and a very spiritual mom. She trusted in the Lord, sent us to church no matter what, made sure that we were together, dressed properly. She didn't, she was, like I said, very strict about that. And her favorite song was Every Day Was a Day of Thanksgiving. And that was her testimony. So I'm very proud to have had her named Mary. And I just wanted to say happy birthday, Mom. I'm missing you. And thank you, Mr. Reed, for that song. Bring your own praise. And thank you, Pastor. Oh, and also invite everyone to Bible study tonight, 8 o'clock. Peace and grace.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, grace and peace be multiplied. Everybody come to Bible study tonight at 8 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a surprise for you. Amen. When you come. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And thank God for your shout out to Mother Mary. And, you know, I can't really empathize for those of you whose mothers have transitioned, because I still have my mother. you know, but, you know, I sympathize, and I don't even want to think about the day when I have to repeat those same words. I don't even want to have to deal with it. That's a reality that I try not to deal with, you know what I mean, with my mother, Pastor Westfield, not being here. I'm telling you. So my heart, you know, goes out. Happy birthday, Mary, up there. We be up there, Mary. We coming, Mary. We coming. Amen. Glory be to God. Heaven is our home. Amen. And so we's a coming. Amen. 91 years old. Amen. If she had 91 years. Amen. Almost 100 years. Amen. God bless you. Be encouraged, Minister Joanne. Be encouraged. And God bless Mama. They might not have been the best mother, but I'm telling you, they gave us birth. They might have some problems, you know what I'm saying, there's some issues, but they gave us birth. We came in through their womb, and we look. God could have chose somebody else's womb, but he didn't. He chose Mary's womb for Joanne to come through. He chose Evelyn's womb for me to come through, and God chose whoever womb for you to come through, and that's why we got to honor our mothers and fathers. We just got to honor them. Amen. Because you showed up missing when they're gone. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you, Sister Joanne. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Looking forward to the teaching tonight. In Jesus' name. All right, saints. All right, we got time for maybe one more. Hit the number one on your phone. That'll put you in queue. That'll let me know that somebody has something to say. All right. Excuse me. Okay, give me one second here. All right, the floor is open.
Yes, Pastor. This is Olivia again. So I do want to give a shout out to Sister Joanne and Sister Shannon too, as well, because they were very much a part of our family as well, and I do thank Sister Joanne for just her sweet spirit that rests on all of us. So I do thank her for being a part of that for me and my family.
Amen. God bless you. That's what I was saying about you earlier, Sister Liv. You're so considerate. Amen. Then we knew that was an oversight of your head and not your heart, but as soon as you detected it, you came back and you dealt with it. Amen. Those are the sensitive parts about you that I really, really like. Amen. And that just makes you like really like all the way Christian. Amen. So thank you for sharing that. Amen. Thank you. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me see. We got a couple people in queue on this morning. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. Good morning. Good morning. The floor is open.
Good morning, Pastor. God bless you. I hope you enjoy.
Good morning. Good morning. Where you been, girl? Where you been? We ain't heard from you in a minute. How you doing?
Doing all right, thank you. I'm
praise
doing all
God.
Right.
The floor is yours.
God be the glory. I just wanted to wish you a good day, and I want to wish Brother Reed a happy birthday, Sister Olivia a happy birthday, Mr. Sermon. God bless you. Bless the saints of the Lord. I just want to be so glad. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Didn't have to be so, but I'm glad I'm here to give him the praise, give him the glory, give him the honor. And God bless the birthday people, Brother Reed and his sweet spirit, Olivia with her sweet spirit, and definitely Sister Thurman with her sweet spirit. Have a great day. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, and thank you for sharing. Amen. I was going to reach out to you as soon as the Lord released me. I'm working on a big project right now, but good to hear your voice, and thank you so much for sharing with your sweet spirit. Amen. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. Amen. All right. Let me see. We got three people in queue. Let me see how quickly we can get to them. All right. Good morning. The floor is open. Good morning. The floor is open. Okay. Let me move on to the next one here. All right. Good.
Okay.
Good morning. The floor is open. Good morning.
Praise him. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes.
Because I could hear you, you couldn't hear me. But anyway, giving God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit the praise and glory for another day, thanking him for you, Dr. Pastor Bradford. And just want to give a shout out to the awesome, anointed people of God, Brother Reed and Sister Minister Olivia, because you know what? God has his hands on her, and she is such a sweet, sweet spirited person. And I was a part of some that went to her home. And you know what? That's a lot we need to get back to, being intimate. So she had made up her mind that she wanted to reconnect and get on that narrow road. So I encourage her this morning. And just want to thank God for her, you know, sweet, sweet spirit as well. And you know, just thank God for what he started, what he's going to finish. You know, he is the author and finisher of her faith. And she is beautiful. Our family is beautiful. And I just thank God for being a part when she opened your home. And I, too, had experienced a fire. But God showed up and showed out, and we entered our home. You know, it wasn't a total loss. So I just say, stay encouraged, Brother Reed and Sister Olivia, you all just celebrate, you know, because truly life is for celebrating. Let's give God, continue to give God the praise and glory for what he started and what he's going to finish. Amen. I love you, Minister Martin.
Amen, amen, and we love you too. And that's right, you was right there. You've been with us for a minute. You've been with us for a minute. Amen. You and Minister Denise and a couple of your family members, your son, your daughter. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. A couple of other your roadies. Amen. So you've been with us for a minute, and we appreciate you. When is your birthday, Minister Stell? I got to make sure you're on the calendar.
You did. You put me on. It was May 19th.
Oh, that's right. We did acknowledge you. Okay. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. That was very kind of you. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, beloved, and when we lift up other people, we get lifted up. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah, we are lifted up when we lift them up and when we show love. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. For sharing. Amen. On today, Minister Estelle. Amen. Elder. You are an elder. Amen. Glory be to God. Indeed. Amen. We'll talk about elders at another time, but you are definitely an elder. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Okay, I think we got time for them. We're going to squeeze in one more. Let me see if we got anybody else in queue. All right. Just hit the number one real quick. We're going to take one more. If anybody got anything, we're not forcing anybody. Amen. I don't see anybody in queue. I think I got everybody. Let me see. Here come a queue. Somebody in queue. All right, here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
The floor is open.
Good morning. Could you hear me, Reverend Bradford?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And I just want to first give honor to God and all his goodness, his greatness, his mercy, hope, joy, happiness, trials, tribulations, whatever the case might be. And just want to say happy birthday to Brother Tyrone and Sister Olivia, and just thanking God to hear your voice this morning, Reverend Bradford, and everybody else that's on this line right now at this moment. I just want to praise God for his glory. I want to praise God this morning because out of the years that I've been living, our family never had a family reunion that I know of. And God has given us one next Saturday, July 10th. And I'm just glorifying him for the greatness of everyone that's participating. I'm using the word holy, anointed, because God is certainly good. And, I mean, they're coming from afar, and most of them have been saved or getting saved or acknowledging God. And I just thank him so much, the things that he is doing for this family. And I pray for all families because I know God said he made families to love each other. And I just thank him so much that he gave me the opportunity to talk to each one of the grandkids, the great-grandkids, the nieces, the nephews, the aunts. I mean, been calling them and praying with them and vice versa, and just knowing that this prayer line is a great encouragement in my life also. And I know I was going through a couple of changes that you know of, Reverend Bradford, and anybody else that was on the line. But I know God is a healer, and I know he's healing my heart, my mind, and my soul, because I know how much I love him, and I know how much I love people. So I know when things come against us, I know the word, what he said, Psalms 37, fret not ourselves for evildoers. So, and many other scriptures that he's given me at the moment. So I'm just thanking you guys for your kindness, your goodness, and how you lifted me up when my birthday came. And, I mean, it was a great birthday. And life is just good. And I'm not going to take anything else but just listen to the word of God and keep on doing what he had me to do these last and evil days. In Jesus' wonderful name, to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Boy, yeah, you have a lot going on. So you had your birthday, then you had the renewal of your vows.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then you had the something with you and your husband. That was a celebration. Yeah. And then now you got the family reunion coming up. So it's just a season of rejoicing for you, Sister Gwen, and we're happy and we're rejoicing with you. Amen.
Yeah.
And you are indeed, amen, a people lover. Amen. You just love. You got that dripping type of love. You got that drooling type of love. You need people wet.
and
that's a beautiful thing. Amen. That's a beautiful thing. May that spirit continue.
And y'all are too. Y'all are too. Y'all the sweetest. I can't even think about it every time. Like last week, I know when you was away, Reverend Bradford, I don't mean to take so long, but I just missed getting up just to hear your voice. And I know I could have played the playback number, but I just didn't do it, but I kept up with the inspiration of this line right here and telling other people, telling them. And some have came on. They said they didn't really talk or speak, but they did come on. So I'm thankful for that. I'm just thankful for God for everything because he's just an awesome God, and there ain't nothing that we can't go to him with and that he will lift us up. So I'm grateful for that. Because I was a little down, like I said, but I know he's a healer. And I just thank y'all guys so much for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. So, and, you know, some people make it easy to love. Some people are just easy to love. You know, when we have a mandate to love the ones that's not easy to love, that's the ones
that's
the Lord talking about. What about the people that's not easy to love? And you love them too, amen.
God.
So God bless you, my sister. Amen, Brother David. Now, Brother David, we're still waiting to hear for him to get back with me. We'll give him a date to bring that word. Amen. Tell him keep on laughing. Just keep on laughing and keep on preparing and let us know when he's ready. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. Both of you have a wonderful day.
Hey, you do too.
Amen.
Everybody.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you.
So good. Yeah.
All right, Saints, we got one more person in queue, and we're going to take that, and then we're going to give the benediction. All right, and one more person in queue here. Don't want to leave nobody out. Good morning. The floor is open.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Bradford. I do want to say happy birthday to my sister, Olivia. Have the best day ever and many more. And happy belated birthday to Brother Tyrone. And as I was listening to our sister Gwen speak about the family reunion, it just put me in remembrance of when we did our family reunion. And I think we only did one, and it was many, many years ago. Listen, it was over 35, 5 years ago because I was actually in my first marriage, and Jerome and I are coming up on like 29 years, and we dated for two. And it was my sister and I, my oldest sister, who's now 83, and talking about being yesterday, Pastor Bradford, when you're talking about, you know, wanted to pray about the body of Christ and unity, and my older sister, Eleanor and I, we coordinated the family reunion, and we worked well together. It's a big undertaking, and as Sister Gwen said, people came from, you know, everywhere, and my mother wasn't alive, but my Uncle Archie, her brother, who looked out for my mother and us, and when we had our birthday parties, he had a home, and we had it in his it wasn't a backyard. His yard was on the side of his home, but, you know, it was a big party. And my Aunt Viola, who was my mother's sister, and she was in New York, and she came down. She was she was so regal. Whenever she came to our little town, Woodbury, from New York, just sashaying into town, and she was there. And they were all older. These were the matriarchs now that came. And then we had my Aunt Gladys and my Uncle Raymond, and they were estranged from the family, like the Hatfields and McCoys, whatever was going on. They weren't talking. But we rounded them all up, and they all came all up. Hallelujah, glory to God. The invitation went out. As I was saying yesterday in prayer, we want to have a family reunion like that in heaven. The invitation went out. Let us extend the invitation to souls all around us. And they came. And it was a glorious time. It was a glorious time. So, Sister Gwen, I'm just so excited for you and your family that you're gathering, and I know you all are going to have a glorious, glorious time. So listen, whenever I have an opportunity to say anything for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I'm in. No rocks are going to be crying out for me because God, he's just been so, so good to me. If it's no more than just to say, I praise my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and let you all know and him know that I love him. I'm appreciative, and I'm grateful for who I am in him. You don't know like I know. You do not know like I know what the Lord has done for me. And I am just so grateful and just so thankful and so appreciative. And listen, I'm really, really, really appreciative that I am growing up into my full salvation in Christ Jesus. Like the Bible verses, when we're little, we go to vacation Bible school, Sunday school, we learn Bible verses. And then as we get older, they become the scripture because we're growing, right? But listen, it's not just to learn the scripture, the Bible verses, like he wants us to do that because they are our anchor. Then it's like about doing what we learn, like doing the Bible verses. And all I know is when I'm looking at my life, back over my life, when I'm being reflective about my life yesterday, the week before, the month before, the year before, Tanya, she growing. She might not be growing in leaps and bounds, but little by little, I'm growing. And I'm so thankful to the Lord for that because I know he wants us to grow up. 1 Corinthians 13 in the 13th chapter says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child, processed as a child. But at some point, we need to put away childish things so that we represent and represent him well in the earth so that many will cry out, what must I do to be saved? And so I'm overjoyed and filled up today because God is a good God. And Pastor Bradford, the Lord just requires us to make a joyful noise, and I'm not even going to break out in a song because it wouldn't be pretty this morning. But I just love when you break out in a song. when you're giving the word and it just occurs to you in a manner and you just break out in song, it just really, really blesses my soul. It just does. It's just something about when we give worship and we praise the Lord, what it does for me. Imagine what it does for God. And listen, it's a two-way street. When we get to know him more intimately, we understand, I think it's in Zephaniah, that it says that he sings over us. As much as we are joyful in him, he is just as joyful in us. And in Zephaniah, I wish I could quote it exactly, but he sings over us. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Because we are his beloved. We are the apple of his eye. We are his children, and he calls us friend. With that, Pastor Bradford, I'll turn the call back over to you. Everyone have a simply, simply amazing day in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, in my mouth, in my mouth. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, Sister Noah Wood. Amen. You are such
Amen.
A blessing. Amen. You are such a blessing. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. For sharing on today. Amen. We appreciate you. We just want to give God some praise. Amen. For everybody, everybody, lottie dottie, everybody. Those of you who have shared, those of you who did not get an opportunity, wanted to wait till the next time, to our birthday, our June birthdays with Brother Tyrone and Sister Olivia. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Who shared with us today? We had our Sister Joanne, our Sister Elder Estelle. Amen. And Sister Joanne Thurman and Sister Joanne Brothers. Amen. Sister Gwendolyn, Sister Tanya. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Let us keep our Sister Kathy Miller in prayer. Amen. She is really going through right now some health situations. Amen. So we want to keep her lifted up in prayer, please. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. We are going to be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock today, and then we're coming back at 8 o'clock for our Bible study. Now, you want to be here. It's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a surprise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I ain't telling you no more. Just be here at 8 o'clock. Amen. For our Bible study, and bring somebody with you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. All right. It's going to be a good day. It's going to stay cool, saints. Stay cool. Don't overexert yourself. Move slow. Think. If you can't be cool, think cool. Amen. Glory. If you don't have air, sit under the fan. And they say this helps. If don't close all your windows. This is, you know, if you don't have air conditioner, you got to prop the windows a little bit. Circulate the fan. And if you're going to cook early, you better do that by 10 o'clock. Because I hear by 10 o'clock it's supposed to be at the highest number, peak. Okay, so just be safe, everybody. Amen. And remember, COVID is still out there, and the variant is doubling back. Some of the masks have now some of the states have reinstituted the masks. They said vaccine or no vaccine, put your masks on because this variant is coming back. And it's a whippersnapper. This COVID-19 thing ain't over with yet, saints. It ain't over. I know we think it's over, but it ain't over. All right, so please be safe, be prayerful. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we want to say thank you for the beautiful testimonies, all the love that was communicated and shared, Father God. We bless you, Father God. We thank you for the June birthdays. We thank you for all birthdays, Father God. We pray that Brother Reed, Father God, will stay strong in you. Sister Olivia will stay strong in you, Father God, as you have blessed them to see another year. Thank you for the July birthdays coming up, Father God. Oh, Father God, we say, oh, we really thank you for Jesus' birthday. We just thank you, God. We thank you for the gift of life. Truly, life is a gift. Truly, life is a gift, Father. Help us not to squander it. Help us not to waste it, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, as we go forward this day, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, show us your pathway for provisions as we lean out to our own understanding. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrows, premature death. Father God, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, it will not come nigh our dwelling. As we stand on your promises, remember those, Father God, that don't have adequate air conditioning and fans, Father God, and water and whatever is needed, Father God, in this heat wave that is swinging across the country. Father God, we definitely pray for the children, Father God, the children with no, sometimes the parents will take the circulation and don't give any to the children. Got the children crowded in one bedroom with no, not even a fan blowing, Father. But we pray for the babies. We pray for the children. We pray for our senior citizens. They don't want to burn the fans. They don't want to pay the electric. So, Father God, help them to stay balanced, Father God, and be wise. And we say thank you, Father, for breathing on those that are in a difficult situation. In Jesus' name. We say thank you. Meet us back at 12 o'clock. And for Bible study tonight, Father God, thanking you for an awesome lesson coming forth. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, just thank you for new doors of opportunity from the east, the west, the north, and the south. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said amen, 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 and amen. I'm going to open up the lines. If anybody want to say anything to Sister Olivia or Brother Reed, Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, amen, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, amen, he is most definitely the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Everybody have an awesome, awesome, awesome day. Amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to, amen, to share, I know that most of you have already spoken to Brother Reed and Sister Olivia, but in case there's something that went unsaid, amen, the floor is open to you. God bless you. Amen. And meet you at the altar today. Amen. Lord's willing. Pastor Bradford, amen. Philadelphia signing out.
Is Olivia? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. This is Joanne. I just wanted to just let you know that I'm thinking about you, keeping you held up in prayer, that I do miss your family, especially little Alana and little babies. I just miss them so much with us singing together. And just keep your head up, because God has something special, a plan for you. He has not forgotten you. He's taken you through to bring you out. And when you get there, you're going to be amazed. And just keep your head to the sky. And yeah, that's my word for you today. Keep your head to the sky. And God bless you and keep everyone. And tell Sister Anna that I'm thinking about her too. I miss y'all. I can't wait for us all to get together. And I hope you have a happy birthday. Love you much in Christ. Peace and grace.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We got
Sister
it on
Olivia.
The recording.
Yeah.
Sister Olivia, good morning. We cut somebody off. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning again, Sister Olivia. I just want to say, God, he does have a predestined plan for you. He knows the plans that he has for you, and they are for good, not for evil, to give you a hope, a future, mm-hmm. and an expected end. And God, our Father, who has begun the good work in you, he will see it through mm-hmm. to completion until the day of Jesus Christ, no matter what the detour of our own doing or his doing circumstances, that he who has begun that good work in you will see it through to completion. And I know just from what I hear that he is well pleased. He is well pleased. So just continue to press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, suited and booted as a good soldier of the cross. And Brother Tyrone, mighty man of valor, just continue to stand. Mm-hmm. And when you've done all, to just stand. God is well aware, and he sees all, and he knows all, and he has not forgotten anything that you have laid before him. He has not gotten, and it mm-hmm. shall come to pass, because his word never, ever returns void. When it is sent out, it accomplishes what it was sent to do. Hold on to Romans 8:28, that he, God, will work all things, and now he will work all things together for your good, because you love him and you are called according to his purpose. Happy birthday again to the birth of you all. The Lord is blessed, did bless you, Brother Tyrone, and Sister Olivia, blessed you with an absolutely magnificent, magnificent day. Whatever you do, may you be filled and overflowing with joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. I want to give out a shout out to the birthday man, Brother Tyrone, first. God bless you with all of God's blessings. And my favorite is when I talk to any male, starting out with my husband and sons and whatever, I always say a good man steps is ordered by the Lord. And certainly, years that I have seen you and I've heard you, like Reverend Bradford said, you're very dedicated to your family, the prayer line, and you by being the male on the phone more often than the rest. And I certainly lift you up today and forever, you and your family, and just everything. God is good, and I know he has anointings all in your life, around your life, through your life. So you just keep looking toward the hills where all your help and your strength come from. And God bless you, and I certainly do too. And Sister Olivia, God bless you, because I just in my spirit that you are an anointed woman of God, also a virtuous woman at that. And God keep on blessing you also as you continue to do things, doing the things of God. You are a wonderful woman. I hear you when you pray, and so many other things, even by Denise and Tina, when I didn't get a chance to know all the names, they will fill me in. So you keep on being blessed and hold your head up, because God is good. And I just love you guys. I can go on and on, but God bless.
Peace and grace. God bless.
That's right. Peace and grace. That's awesome.
All right, everybody. Amen, hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Amen, hallelujah.
Yes.
And everybody
hallelujah.
Has everybody's telephone number, amen, so we can continue to show our love and communication via
mm-hmm.
phone call and texting and emails and all that good stuff. Love you, love you, love you. Have a good
one, turn it up. Yeah. Oh, lift up your hands like this. Just up your hands. Wake up the church with this old school jam. Shout to the Lord in here. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what's up? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we serve notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good thing.